Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness and longevity. We are your hosts. I'm David.
I'm Jessica.
And thank you for joining us today. Make sure that you follow Super Humanistic on Instagram. Make sure you check out superhumanistic.com. Check out our YouTube channel. And also hit that follow and subscribe button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Last week, we talked about anxiety and dehydration and how dehydration could be leading to causing anxiety in you. There could be other causes as well, but that's one important step that you want to start with. So if you want to learn more about how to make sure you're properly hydrated to prevent anxiety, go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we are going to be talking about a topic that I've been mulling over for quite some time and thinking about doing a podcast on it. We're basically diving into the idea that when we move our bodies, we nourish ourselves with real, whole, organic foods, and stay grounded in spiritual practices, we're not just optimizing our performance, we are honoring the design that God gave us. And you're going to jump into some more details about that.
Yeah, so like basically, I don't know about all of you, but we are, we definitely like go to church, we believe in God, and are consider ourselves to be Christian, right? So, part of that, we've been getting more into the Bible, and the Bible does say, you know, to focus on our spiritual health as our main focus. However, it does encourage us in the Bible to care for our body. Like it literally says, our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So that's where my husband and I were, you know, kind of dwelling on doing this topic of like, how important is it for us to make sure that we're working out, and what is that connection spiritually with working out? So movement in general increases our mind and body connection. So like whether you're lifting weights, doing yoga, hiking, especially yoga and meditation, like yoga connects meditation, so that's the mind, and then it also is a very spiritual practice, so that also connects with that spirituality aspect too. But there is something sacred to it about being able to work out and exercise, right? We're connecting ourselves, and the energy that's within ourselves becomes more activated and moves throughout our body as we're exercising. So that's kind of where, as we were researching this, as I was researching this even further, that's where that connection comes in with like the spirituality and connecting more with God when we are working out as well. So physical fitness is a practice of that discipline too. When we are working out and we have that physical fitness, we are then saying that we're having discipline, and to be disciplined is in the Bible as well. The more discipline that we have in reading the Bible, waking up in the morning, following a routine, the more discipline we can be with like connecting with God.
Yeah, and that's definitely working out as an expression. So in Genesis 2:7, says God formed man from the dust and breathed life into him. That breath, that spirit still lives in us. So when we move, we are activating that divine energy. That's why it feels so good after a workout. It's not just the endorphins, it's because you're aligning.
And if we think really about how our bodies respond to movement, we have better sleep, we have clearer thoughts, more patience. So those are all spiritual benefits as well. They make us also better friends, partners, and leaders.
Yeah, we'll jump into segment two now. We're going to talk a little bit more about food and why eating what God gave us is the healthy route to go. So when we're talking food, we're talking about those whole organic, unprocessed foods. We're consuming what God placed on this earth for us. Those are your fruits, your vegetables, grains, clean proteins. These aren't just nutrients, they're gifts from God.
And there is science that backs it up as well. Like all the anti-inflammatory diets and foods that we've been talking about on our show, that gut-brain connection that we have, obviously eating those anti-inflammatory foods and the foods that are naturally grown do help us feel better in our system to be able to work better. So micronutrients that support our mood and cognition, it all points to the idea that food is medicine for us. So medicine is also sacred.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to food, if it grows from the ground, it's probably good for your soul. Mm-hmm. And if it's made in a lab or a factory or something like that, probably not so much.
Yeah, like we talked about, you know, those processed foods. So, and I know like David, or my husband David here, meditates as well. We do read the Bible daily. I know for me, I try to read like at least two of the stories in the Bible, and then we pray daily. I write my prayers down, and my husband, after he meditates, also prays. So that's our full like spiritual regimen and training that we have for ourselves, and we stay disciplined in that too.
Yeah, it's important to have a good solid morning routine to get your day started with. So that's part of your daily habits, rituals. You don't always have to do this in the morning. You can do it throughout your day and split it up a little bit. But it's not really about perfection. It's about having that calming presence. Meditation really just calms the mind. And journaling clears the heart. And scripture gives wisdom. So try to read the Bible at least once a day. And again, we don't get too deep into it, but read a scripture or two and get a little bit of God's word. And that'll help motivate you and keep you strong throughout your day. And when you pray, remember that it's connecting you to the source, to the infinite intelligence. Mm-hmm. So prayer is very powerful. And the way that you want to make sure that you're praying is you want to put feelings and emotion into it and really feel it. And it should come from your heart. And you should also be fearless in that moment, anxiety free. And if you can really focus on your words, speaking to God from your heart, and also putting feeling and emotion into it, then that's going to be a true connection to infinite intelligence, the source, which is God.
Mm-hmm. And then when we have like that connection with movement as well, like I'm a very hands-on person when I'm learning. So that movement adds the extra element of being able to like remember all of these things. And it becomes just natural for our thoughts to have that more positive thinking as well, and we are more connected than to God. So connecting that with movement, our nutrition, we're creating that feedback loop in our brains. So it's a virtuous cycle. Our body supports our spirit, and then our spirit guides what our body should be doing.
Yeah, it's pretty much a ripple effect. So when you feel strong, clear, and spiritually grounded, you show up differently. So you're more patient for your spouse or your coworkers or anybody else that is in your life throughout the day. You're more generous with your time. You're more courageous in your leadership. So it really has an impact on your whole life throughout the day whenever you take into consideration that these are connected spiritually.
Yeah, I like one of my prayers always since I was like probably college, and I started to really dive into like praying every day, every morning, and writing down my prayers, was to be a light for others. So we do essentially then become that light because we're giving off that positive vibes. We're giving off the energy that's more positive, more courageous, to be able to then others see like, oh, what is Jessica and David doing that I'm not doing? How can I become more like that? So that's when we get into like what we actually were called to be and to do. So Matthew 5:14 says, "You are the light of the world." That starts on how we actually are treating ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, wellness, I think an important call out for that is it's not selfishness at all. It's service, because when you're well, then you can serve others better.
Mm-hmm. So kind of closing thoughts with like spirituality and how it impacts, like how it all goes together, right? With our health and working out, exercise as well, and what we're eating. So if you've been treating your workouts like it's a chore, it's going to be harder to like get up and go. Same with the meals. If we're just like boom, 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 checking off a list. Okay, I know I need to eat chicken and rice today. I'll add some broccoli to that, but it's so routine. It's time to like reframe that, right? So like, let's really dive into like the foods that we are putting into our body, making sure that we're finding those good foods that come from the earth, that are coming from really God, the spirit, and then feeding ourselves with that, and feeding not only ourselves with those nutrients, but then also feeding ourselves with like listening to the word, having more positive people, surrounding ourselves with more positive people in our life, and rewiring our brain to have those more positive thoughts. There are ways to honor our body and then also our creator and then community. So it all kind of goes hand in hand.
All right. And if you're listening out there and you're thinking, I want to get started, but I'm not really sure where to begin, you can always just start small. Start by moving your body for a little while today. Go for a walk around the neighborhood. That's a great way to get started. Eat something whole, eat some fruits and vegetables, try to reach for those organic options when you're at the grocery store. Make sure you're trying to leave back the processed foods, anything ultra processed. So that's also important. Also, sit in silence for even just 5 minutes. I know a lot of people struggle with meditation, but if you can start small again, sit there for 5 minutes in silence. Try to focus on your breathing and the current of your breath going in and out. Focus on your body feeling grounded and what your body is pressing into the ground. And your thoughts are going to still run wild every now and again. But if you can even do that for just 5 minutes, that's a great way to start. And also read one Bible verse each day and also say one honest prayer each day. So this is a great way to get started small.
Yeah, and I feel like with the prayer part, like, don't be afraid to, if you are mad at something, like, let it be that, right? Like, that's that honesty in our prayers. Like, it is okay to be mad. It is okay to be sad and to experience those emotions. But it's when we don't say that out loud, when we're not, like, letting, you know, God know how we actually are feeling about it, we're not able to then heal. So it is important to have that honesty. And he already knows. He knows how we're feeling. So remember, you're not just becoming healthier. You're becoming more of who you were created and meant to be, more aligned to our true selves and to God, and of course, more superhumanistic.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. If this episode resonated, share it with someone who's on the journey. And as always, stay strong, stay grounded, stay connected, and stay superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.